The lead on your hero this afternoon, Miss Mercedes.
Outstanding ones.
Okay.
Okay, just hold on one moment, ma'am.
Okay,
Ms. Macias, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Okay, Macias, 301-624.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Just one more second. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on May 7th, 2018. Is that correct?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of the rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Bring your attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today, ma'am?
Yes.
I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. You cannot see us as this is a telephonic hearing, but in the hearing room, we have the Honorable Mr. David Neal, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Ms. Macias and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and so you affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. Ms. Macias, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision. With phase two, deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind, there's a separate vote to pass from phase one to phase two, so don't be alarmed at that phase of the hearing.
Okay.
When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, ma'am?
Yes.
I will now begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed, or probably about to lapse, in a criminal ways or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to the Mesa Parole Office located at 460 North Mesa Drive, Unit 211, Mesa, Arizona, within one working day after release on or about January 12, 2018. Your whereabouts were known, thus you an absconder from supervision. Ms. Macias, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, ma'am. Based on Ms. Macias' admission, I move to find her delinquent as she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision and that she may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright. Just one second as I fill out some paperwork. Okay, Ms. Macias, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our community corrections officer, is going to give us more of your background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, Ms. Macias was released from ADC custody on 1/12/2018 and arrested on 4/17/2018 by Casa Grande PD on a warrant from 2016. She was back in ADC custody on 4/20/2018 with an adjusted release date of 6/15/2018 with 95 abscondes. Current conviction, 2016, shoplifting, 1 year, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2015, drug paraphernalia violation, 9 months. Her second term in ADC custody with a CUIR score of 3-4. Mental health score is 2. Substance abuse score is 2. No STG information is noted. prior terms of supervision, 2015 TIS release, absconded for 70 days, revoked by the BOEC. Disciplinary is moderate, with violence noted. She has a GV score of G3V1.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Ms. Macias. We're going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. But before we continue, I will point something out. You only have, if my math serves me correctly, about 24 days left on your flat prison sentence. This hearing is your right, but do you want to continue with the hearing or just kill your number?
I'd rather just kill my number because right now currently I'm pregnant and I know from now, I'm pregnant, I think right now I'm pregnant, so I'd rather walk out and just kill my number, which would be June 15th, you know me. I know that I did, but I was wrong, I know I did not, I should have reported as soon as I walked out on January 12th from DOC custody, but I didn't. And it was all my fault, so I shouldn't be the reason to go back out there and be out there for 3 weeks and then messing up again, knowing that I'm pregnant.
Okay, ma'am. Then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018W0253, our discussion with Ms. Macias, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as she was delinquent, violating the terms and conditions of her supervision, and have lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways of company.
Seconded
by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright. Okay, Ms. Macias, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on or about June 15, 2018. Again, that's only about 24 days away, and frankly, most of that time will be eaten up with the administrative process of of releasing you anyway. So, if you'll just take advantage of these last days to put together a plan for your safe return to the community, and as you stated, you are carrying a child, so we wish you a safe and healthy pregnancy, and again, a productive and responsible return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we want to thank you for appearing before the board today. Thank you, Ms. Macias.
Thank you.